And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to
Sounds Around Town.
I'm Al Loya, your host. Today we'll be discussing music in your podcast. What kind of music you can play legally? You don't want the RIAA on your back, like a monkey or some kind of creature. Anyways, we'll be discussing that. I find it important to discuss podcasting in this segment because you as a podcaster can get yourself in loads of trouble. For you podcasters who provide original programming, which includes interviews or original compositions, you have nothing to worry about. The RIAA won't come to hunt you down, as long as you own the copyright or have permission to play the music on your podcast. As far as the RIAA is concerned, your podcast is not much different than file sharing. Your listener requests a digital download because you are out there offering it. Of course, whether or not you provide copyrighted material or not is actually the conundrum. We will return to the show after messages from our sponsor.
Do you have a MySpace account?
Who doesn't?
Would you like to pimp it out?
Tell me more.
All you have to do is visit MySpaceHello.com. It shows you how to pimp out your MySpace account.
So how broke will it leave me?
For a limited time, it's free. They provide over 5,000 customizable and pre-made MySpace layouts. They also have graphics, backgrounds, icons, generators, colors, fonts, borders, and more.
Besides having added your voice, this is basically the same thing the RIAA has been suing thousands of people over the past few years. It's still distribution of copyrighted material. No royalties are collected on behalf of the copyright holder, and that's where the problem lies. How can you define it any other way? We can't call it broadcasting. We can't call it streaming. What is it then? You may not have attained the reaches of Napster or Kazaa, but you're still, in the RIAA's point of view, breaking copyright law by doing what you're doing. So, in essence, it's a major impact on what your programming is going to be about. So, in my opinion, this just leads to you as a podcaster helping out the unsigned musician by playing their music and exposing it to your fans. As a podcaster, this alleviates a lot of the problems with the RIAA, as the copyright holder owns their rights. So this issue is not one you need to worry about. Now, as a musician that's not signed, this is a great opportunity to be heard by people that normally wouldn't have a chance to hear you. So it's a good thing. It's a win-win situation. And I recommend that you be a part of it. This may actually help you obtain more fans that you normally would have had the opportunity to get. So definitely a win-win situation. For those of you podcasters out there that are looking for music to play on your podcast, you should make a flyer. Put them at music stores, record shops, local clubs where live music is played. Let the bands know that you have a podcast and you're looking for original material to play on your podcast, you know, that you do interviews, etc. This allows you as a podcaster to have a more entertaining show. Hopefully this show has inspired podcasters out there to play local music and support local music in their area so that these bands get the exposure they deserve. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for joining us. And if you have any comments or suggestions, please drop us a line at srtmail@earthlink.net.